Local lawmakers are weighing in on the Supreme Court's decision to uphold the Affordable Care Act, ruling that the law, often referred to as Obamacare, is indeed constitutional. Several elected officials hailed the decision, including Maryland Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
The Supreme Court's decision on the Affordable Care Act is the best possible decision it could have reached, because all Americans will now have access to affordable, quality care and will be protected against the abusive practices of insurance companies.
But Dan Bongino, Maryland Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, said the health care law will do little for Americans, aside from, in his words, have a government bureaucrat control their health care.
There's no evidence whatsoever, historically or in the present, that this is going to do a thing to improve the quality of your health care, the cost of your health care. All you're going to do is pay more for less access.
However, Delaware Senator Tom Carper said the bill does provide expanded health care access, reporting that 320,000 residents in his state alone will no longer have a lifetime limit on their health insurance plans.
The health care law that the Supreme Court has upheld today actually moves us away from a health care delivery system where we largely spend money when people get sick, to spending money more wisely to try to keep people healthy in the first place. We have in the law a real focus on prevention and wellness, a real focus on improving access to primary health care so we treat people in primary health care rather than in emergency rooms and in hospitals when they get really sick.
Talk has now turned to the impact that the Supreme Court's ruling will have on the presidential election. Speaking as a guest on the G. Gordon Liddy Show, Congressman Andy Harris, who represents Maryland's Eastern Shore, said voters will remember this decision come November, and President Obama may lose some votes because of it.
This politically is very bad news for the president, because this elevates the Affordable Care Act or the Obamacare issue into an election year issue. A clear majority of Americans have said that they wanted all or most of this bill to be struck down, and it wasn't. And now it turns out this is Mr. Obama's tax bill. And if he wants to run on that, God bless him.
Senator Cardin said now that the Supreme Court has handed down their decision on the health care law, it's time for lawmakers to cut the partisanship and focus on the economy and job creation. For Delmarva Public Radio, I'm Jamila Kremple.